You're listening to Faith Wood of Inspiring Minds Consulting Limited. I want you to be lying nice and quiet on your bed and take a nice, deep breath in. That's right. Take a breath all the way in and all the way out. And as you listen to my voice, take another nice, deep breath in all the way in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. As you take the next breath, you might even begin to let your muscles sag. Feel your body and imagine it's like a rag doll. Just let it grow loose and limp and lazy with every breath you take. Good. Take another deep breath. And imagine your body limp like that rag doll as you just settle all the way down listening to the sound of my voice. Another nice deep breath all the way in through your nose, out through your mouth, just like a rag doll. Close your eyes and begin to imagine, to drift and dream and float, just like daydreaming. I want you to just imagine yourself doing all of the things that I ask you to do. As you focus on the sound of my voice, just imagine those muscles as if they just won't move. They're so lazy, just like a rag doll. And keep breathing all the way in and all the way out. Good. I want you to keep breathing just like that as you begin to feel more and more so that you're focused only on the sound of my voice and your body lies perfectly still. So lazy, in fact, that it just won't move. It just doesn't want to be bothered because it just feels so good to drift, to dream, to float. That's right, you're doing great. Keep breathing and begin to imagine that you're resting near a beautiful lake. Perhaps one that you've been to before. Perhaps one you've seen only in your mind. And as you breathe, I want you to imagine that you can look all the way across the top of the water. And you can begin to notice that the water is very calm, very still, very peaceful. In fact, the water is almost motionless. There's hardly a ripple on that water at all. And you can imagine the color of that water. And it's the deepest, purest of that color that you have ever seen. And as you look at this water, your body just becomes even lazier and lazier and lazier. And as you look around the water, you can see and notice the trees. They're tall and strong trees. They've stood the test of time. Powerful trees. Huge trees. And you can even notice the grass and the flowers all around. In fact, as you breathe, you can imagine smelling your favorite smells. You can notice the rock. The rock has been there for a long, long time. And they can form all kinds of things. You can even see little animals seem to be carved out of those rocks. And as you look at all of these things and imagine all the different things you can see, just find yourself getting lazier and sleepier. Sleepier and lazier. That's right, you're doing great. And as you breathe, I want you to look up at that beautiful sky. And maybe you can even notice the mountains. And there's a sun. And that big red ball is just at that point of the day when it seems to be setting on the horizon. And you can watch it. And as you watch it, you begin to imagine it beginning to sink down towards the water's edge. And as you watch, you can feel the warmth of that sun on your face and on your body. And as you watch that sun slowly beginning to melt all the way down to the water, you find that you're getting lazier and sleepier, sleepier and lazier as you watch the sun set over the lake. Watch the sun begin to drift and dream and float into a beautiful dream. As you watch this, notice you begin to feel sleepier and sleepier, and you begin to feel your body resting, almost forgetting about your body as it melts down. And you begin to feel a softening in your forehead and your eyebrows, and you begin to feel your eyelids getting so nice and heavy. It's such a good feeling. All those tiny little muscles around your eyes just seem to be resting, sagging, just like you were taking a nap. And you can let them. And you can let that whole feeling melt all the way down through the rest of your face. You can let the softness enter your lips and your mouth, your jaw and your tongue and your throat. And you begin to feel how wonderful that feels as everything just calms and slows and melts. It's as if your skin were melting. It feels so good. Of course, it's not really melting, but you just want to enjoy a feeling like ice cream melting on a hot day. You begin to feel the neck muscles. All your neck muscles are growing soft, all the way down through your shoulders. It feels so good. And now your back muscles. They too are growing soft. And you can feel that wonderful feeling just seems to be trickling all the way down your spinal column, all the way down to the small. And you can notice how this makes you feel so peaceful, so calm, so comfortable. As your muscles rest and relax and melt, you begin to see things more clearly in your mind. You begin to see images and sensations more clearly. Because now, as you enter this beautiful place, with every breath you exhale, you can imagine the most wonderful things. And you can feel that trickling sensation of softness now through your upper arms, your forearms, your wrists, your hands, your fingers, all the way out to your fingertips. And you can even notice the rest of the sensations in your body, just a little tingling in your fingertips and toes, as every muscle seems now to have melted into that rag doll, and your arms and legs feel so heavy and so still, and you begin to feel so good as you imagine becoming like a rag doll. And you know what? Sometimes when this happens, your eyes might even tear a little bit, and you could perhaps feel like swallowing a bit more. These are all great, and as you continue to melt into that rag doll feeling, you just get you can feel everything growing still. Your lungs seem to allow your breath to grow more rhythmic, more calm, more steady. It's nice, easy, gentle breathing. And you can feel your stomach muscles now softening. Those stomach muscles all the way down into your hips, melting through your hips and down your thighs. And you can feel your kneecaps. Just seem to melt away into sleepiness. Your shins and your calves and your legs all seem to be going to sleep. And you can let these beautiful feelings continue to melt all the way down to your ankles, to the very tips of your toes, until every part of your body is loose and lazy, just like now. I'm going to count from 7 all the way down to 1. And as I count from 7 all the way down to 1, just feel the last shred of anything, any energy, just leave your body so that you can imagine yourself still just like that rag doll. 7. Relax every muscle, every part of your body right now. 6. Neck muscles like feel your body becoming like a rag doll as you melt. listen to the sound of my voice. Four, deeper and deeper you go. Three, as if your body is just melted right into the bed. Two, you feel yourself so calm, so comfortable, as if you're being rocked back and forth, back and forth. You cannot be disturbed, and on the next count, releasing within you the power to use your greatest imagination. One, totally focused on the sound of my voice and ignoring all other sounds. That's right, you and I are good friends, and because we're good friends, you're going to listen to all the great stories that I'm going to share with you, accepting all of those suggestions and allowing your imagination to take you anywhere you choose to be, anywhere you want to be. And right now, you can even imagine that you're going on a picnic. You're going with your favorite people, with your family, to a special place for a picnic. And you have your favorite things to eat and to drink. And you can see and smell and taste them. And you can enjoy playing games with your family and your friends. And it feels so easy to be on this picnic, so much fun. And when you're finished eating and drinking and playing games, you notice a blanket spread out there on the ground. It's your favorite color. It's smooth and it's soft, and you can sit on it or lie on it. You can pretend it's a flying blanket, and you are the pilot. You are in control. You can fly just a few inches off the ground, just above the grass. And you can rise even higher if you want, so that you could be above the trees. You are the pilot of this flying carpet, this flying blanket. And you can go anywhere you want, as fast or as slow as you wish. And just by thinking about it, you can land and visit any friends. You can land at the zoo or anywhere else you'd like to be. For you are the pilot. You are in charge, and you can fly by a tree and see birds in a nest, and you can speed up, and you can slow down, and you can enjoy going wherever you want to go. You're in complete and total control, and you can go anywhere your mind takes you, anywhere your imagination takes you, and you can enjoy this experience. You can take all the time you need, so comfortable. And then, whenever you're ready, you can find a nice, comfortable landing spot, and you can land your flying blanket back down by the water's edge. That's right, back down by the water's edge. And there you are, down by the water's edge, in that special place that belongs only to you, a secret place, a place where only you have traveled, a place that belongs entirely to you, and you can tell whoever you want about it, but it is your place, so you can keep it a secret too. You feel safe in this place because it is your safe place. And in this place, you can begin to imagine all of the things that have ever bothered you, times when you felt lonely, times when you were frustrated or angry, times when you felt there were too many demands, too many expectations on you. And I want you just to imagine, as you think about these things in this comfortable, safe, and special place of yours, I want you to create a silver-colored sack, a little bag. It's all yours. And you can line that bag, maybe with red satin, and you can put a drawstring on the top, with a toggle to hold it tightly shut. And right now, that silver sack is empty. And you can lift it. You can feel the texture of the material on your fingers. And you can notice if it's rough or if it's soft in your hands. But right now, there is no weight to that sack, that bag. So take a close look at it. Examine it carefully. That outer material is very soft and silky, but it's incredibly strong. It's made of good quality material. Now that sack has a magical quality about it. In fact, you can put into that sack, that bag, according anything you want, according to how you feel. And it can remain there forever, or it can just melt away with no effort at all. It really depends on your own thoughts and how you wish them to be. For a while now, you've been troubled with some, I don't know, at times, really not nice thoughts and feelings that sometimes aren't the way you want them to be. And in this safe place of yours, you can take each one of those feelings one by one, and you can examine them. And if you feel it's appropriate or inappropriate for you, you can put them into that bag. So I want you to think about this. I want you to think about anything that today bothered you. Anything that today didn't seem like it was something you wanted. Or you felt totally out of control. Or you felt frustrated with a teacher or a parent or sibling or a friend. And I want you to take one of those really not nice thoughts, and I want you to look at it and realize that that's not who you are and it's not who you want to be. And I want you to take that thought and I want you to put it in that bag. That's right. Take that thought and put it in the bag. And put it in that bag as you look at the next thing. Any other feelings where you thought you hated someone or an object or a place or a situation, would you hold it up and take a look at itself and say, do I really hate this? And if not, I want you to let it go. I want you to take that thought like a rock, like a pebble. In fact, all of these thoughts can be pebbles all around you on the dirt. You can pick up each pebble, and each pebble has a word on it for what's going on. Frustration, tired, anger, disappointment, sadness, loneliness. Anything you're feeling is written on a stone. And you can pick up that stone and you can put it in the bag. And I want you to do that with each and every thought that comes to mind right now. With each and every feeling that comes to mind right now. I want you to put it inside that bag. That's right. Just keep picking up the pebbles. Some you may not even know what feelings they are. Just get really excited about picking up all those thoughts and putting them in the bag. Anything that isn't worth hanging on to goes in that bag. Any disappointments, any discomforts, any sadness, any loneliness, any frustration, too much schoolwork, not enough play, too much play, not enough friends. I want you to take all of those thoughts, put them in the bag, one pebble at a time. In the bag. Now you might find your bag is not very full. Or you might find that that bag is really full. And I want you to pull the drawstring tight. That's right. Pull the drawstring tight when you put the last rock in it and begin to feel the weight of that bag. That's right. There may be some things you're going to deal with later, but right now, this is the stuff you're going to deal with. And that sack might be quite heavy. That's right. Now you have a choice. I want you now, you're looking back at the water. And you see each of those pebbles is in that bag. That's right. I want you to take that bag and hold it out across the water. That water that was so still for me. The beautiful color you chose for. And as you reach out, hold the bag with all your might. You've gotten super strong. Hold it with all your might. All of those old feelings of sadness and loneliness and discomfort and annoyance and frustration, they're now hanging out in that bag over the water. And on the count of three, I want you to release that bag. Release that bag and let it fall into the water and watch the ripples expand out. They're so tight where the bag enters the water, and then they just seem to ripple further and further away. On the count of three, release that bag. One, two, three. Drop the bag. Drop the bag and watch the ripples floating away. As the ripples begin to fade, so too does all of that heaviness. You begin to feel lighter. You feel so light, so free, so comfortable. It's as if you've taken the weight of the world off of your shoulders. And I want you to know something else. Whenever you have this feeling again, Whenever you might have this feeling again of sadness, annoyance, or disappointment, that bag will appear. It will be available to you. You'll find that that bag will always be available to you. And as a result, you will always be able to unload all of those feelings. And even now, feeling like a rag doll, you feel so free, light as a feather, as if you were made of helium air. Like a balloon, you begin to feel yourself floating, drifting and dreaming and floating. And I want to tell you a little story about a magic kingdom. As you let all of the things in your world fade away, listen to the story about a magical kingdom. Once a long time ago, in a place not too far from here, there existed a kingdom. Now, one of the known facts about this kingdom was that there were islands all around it. And kingdoms are so special. And each kingdom has a king and a queen. And those kings and queens, they have children, sons, called princes, and daughters, the princesses. And princesses are very, very special in the kingdom. This story, however, is about the prince. And the princess is listening to the story. When the prince reached a certain age, the king knew it was time for him to expand his knowledge beyond the walls of the castle and to discover the real world that lived outside kingdom. So the king sent for the prince, and he arrived nervously at the large wooden doors that led to the great hall. The prince seemed to be afraid because he'd witnessed many times the mysterious powers that the king seemed to have over all matters great and small. After the prince finally got up the courage to enter the hall, the king began to explain why he had called him for a great journey. This journey of what he expected the prince to do. The prince was to take whatever time was necessary, but the king wanted him to travel to all parts of the kingdom and observe all that he would one day become king over. The prince gathered the meager supplies that the king would allow him and soon set out alone. He was excited by all the unknown possibilities that lay in front of him. Over some time, the prince searched to the farthest reaches of the kingdom, and he saw the great mountains that presented themselves from the top of the highest peaks, and he heard strange sounds one hears when traveling in deep forests. He felt the crisp coolness of the water, of many crystalline brooks and rivers, and he tasted such great food, such variety of food, in the scores of villages. And he spoke with many wise and kind folk that he encountered along his journey. As the final part of his epic journey, the prince was heading for the sea. He had been traveling a long while, when one day, walking along, lost in thought, he began to become aware of the smell of the ocean, riding on the gentle breeze. He picked up his pace with the energy that welled up within him, for he knew not where it came. Soon he abounded over the final giant hill, only to stop and stare in amazement at something he had never experienced or encountered before. It was the great blue panorama spread at his feet as far as he could see in all directions. As he drew a deep breath of salty air, and undefined joys surged within him, and he bolted into action. He ran at an incredible speed all the way down the steep slope until he stood at the water's edge. It would be many years before he would realize he had run down the sheer face of a rock cliff. Abandoned now in the pure energy of new experiences, the prince was suddenly confused at what he saw before him. For just off the shore, an old man, wearing a long, brilliantly colored pointed cap with a crescent moon embroidered in a precious metal. He wore a matching, long, flowing robe and held a shoulder-high staff that had bound to the top the largest and brightest jewel the prince had ever seen. The old man was standing on something surrounded by the sea. Overcome with curiosity, the prince called, shouted out to him, "Old man, who are you? And what is that upon which you stand?" With a peculiar twinkle in his eye, the old man gazed at the prince, and in a melodious voice said, "I am God, and I am standing on an island." The prince became very agitated, and in his strongest voice he could muster, he yelled, "That cannot be, old man. For one of the known facts about our kingdom is that there are no islands." The old man smiled in a way that was oddly strange, and in a sharp and commanding tone he said, "I am God. This is an island on which I stand. It is, after all, a landmass surrounded by water, and that is an island, is it not?" The prince, so thoroughly confused that he felt sick in his stomach. He had been taught all of the known facts about the kingdom over and over and over again, since before he was old enough to speak. And now before him was a sight that ran against all of the facts he had ever taken to heart in his entire life. When the prince had recovered enough so that he could move, he somehow knew what he must do. Without delay, he set off for his father's castle with a resolve that he had never known in his life before. When the prince reached the castle, he rushed through the wooden door into the great hall, and he pleaded with the king to hear his disturbing news at once. "What is it that has shaken you so much, son?" "Father, when I arrived at the sea, I saw God standing on an island," the prince blurted out. The king tilted his head as if in thought and said, "That cannot be. There are no islands in my kingdom." Desperately, the prince interrupted, "But father, I witnessed this with my own eyes, and I swear to you, I speak the truth." "My son," the king said with a slight smile, "how was this God dressed?" "He was wearing a long pointed cap with a crescent moon on it and a flowing robe." The king's grin widened. "That was not God, my son. It was a magician. The island was just an illusion," he said. Now the prince, realizing he had been tricked, flushed with anger and set off back to the ocean to confront the magician. When he arrived at the shore, the old man was still standing out there. "I told my father about you, and he said you were a magician and that the island was simply an illusion," the prince snapped. The old man fell down laughing, and after rolling around on the ground, laughing for some time, he gathered some of his composure. "Yes," he said, "this is true. I am a magician, and the island just an illusion. But did your father also tell you that he is a magician, and that the whole kingdom is nothing but an illusion?" The prince was stunned beyond belief and, without uttering another word, left for the castle to challenge his father with the magician's new claim. In what seemed like no time at all, he stood before his father in the great hall. "Father, the magician said that you were a magician as well, that the whole kingdom was simply an illusion. Please, please tell me that this is a lie." The king gazed at his son, as though he were gauging his inner strength. After a short silence, he spoke in his most somber voice, "What the magician said is true. I am a magician, and the kingdom is an illusion. You see, son, magic and illusion is all there is." The prince, dumbfounded, slumped to the floor and muttered, Everything I have learned and believed in all my life has been a lie. The kingdom I was to inherit is just a magician's story." Suddenly, with great force, the giant wooden doors to the hall swung open and crashed fiercely against the walls, twisting the metal hinges and splintering the hardwood planks. Death stalked into the hall, scowling at the prince with eyes that were terror realized. Fate marched inexorably towards the prince. one thudding step after another. The prince sat, benumbed with fear, as death drew closer. At the very last moment, without thinking, without it, he threw up his arms, defending himself from the blow, and to his utter amazement, death vanished. The prince rose. The prince rose with energy, coursing through his being now. He looked at the king. "No, father, magic and illusion are not all there is, for I have stopped your magic." A chuckle parted the king's lips. His eyes glowed with acknowledgement. "No, son, it is true. Magic and illusion exist. It's just that you are now becoming the magician now. And you too can do anything you choose to. Your life is going to get better and better and easier and easier. And you can achieve anything you want when you believe in the power of your own thoughts, your own ability. Nothing will disturb you. With every breath, you can let all your cares and troubles just drift away. It feels good to let them float away. And with each and every breath, you find yourself calmer, more aware. You're able to hear, you're able to think, you feel good, you feel at ease, you feel sleepy. Your eyes are so tired, your mind is focused on the sound of my voice. You find it is now easier for you to focus on things that interest you. You find that you can do whatever you choose to do, for your ability to concentrate, to think, to learn, to remember is growing stronger. You're able to notice now things you never noticed before, and you begin to grow sleepier and sleepier. In the morning when you rise, you'll be able to focus and concentrate better on school and on the world around you. And learning is so easy now. You find yourself finding fun in concentration, finding it fun to grow stronger and stronger each and every day. You have plenty of friends, and you're happy when you're alone as well. Nothing bothers you. Nothing disturbs you. You, like the prince, are in control of the kingdom, and it is your kingdom, and you will choose how you spend your time as you drift now off into the most beautiful sleep, rising in the morning with new energy, new enthusiasm, having left behind all those stones at the bottom of the lake where they will never bother or disturb you again. And you remember that, like the prince, you have magic, and magic lives within you, and you create your own kingdom. Sleep tight, drift and dream and float, arising in the morning with renewed enthusiasm, energy, and excitement, for you truly are magical.